Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Madonna Guy, and this is The Natural Alternative. Welcome. I got asked a question about lymphoma this morning, and I thought I'd go through a little bit and a few things, what medically they say it is, and what we can do in behind to help the terrain of people who end up with lymphoma and just don't have any solutions or hope. So lymphoma is a cancer of lymphocytes. So lymphocytes are one of your white blood cells. The white blood cells that run your immune system, and researchers say we get it when these cells acquire DNA mutations, often in the context of immune stress, chronic infections, or aging. So lymphoma begins when a lymphocyte, either a B cell or a T cell, becomes abnormal and starts dividing like crazy. So they form tumors in the lymph nodes or other lymph-rich tissues like the spleen, the bone marrow, the gut, or the skin. Now, there's two major families of lymphomas, the Hodgkin lymphoma and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Non-Hodgkin's is far more common with 40 to 60 subtypes, depending on classification. So researchers they say there's no particular cause because there's so many causes. So lymphoma is a disease of immune dysregulation and genetic damage. And because our immune system is attacked by so many toxins on a daily basis, glyphosate and pesticides, heavy metals and microplastics, chronic stress, poor sleep, nutrient-depleted foods. I was chatting to a young lady this morning and I was calling them anti-nutrients. So when we're having things that not only have zero nutrients, but they take a lot of energy and effort for our body to digest and get rid of the toxins associated with them. Electromagnetic frequencies from all of our devices and things like that, inflammation, gut permeability, and immune system overwhelm. So when the terrain becomes overloaded, the lymphatic system and the immune system can become dysregulated, exhausted, inflamed, confused, and sluggish. So they can become overactive in some areas and underactive in others. This is the environment where people begin to experience swollen lymph glands, chronic fatigue, immune system imbalance, blood terrain stress, inflammation, gut issues, feeling stuck, that fascia tightness. And detox overwhelm. It's not about diagnosing disease, it's about understanding why the modern immune system is struggling and how to support the systems that keep us resilient. So, when we're looking at glyphosate, which is the most used pesticide in the world at the moment, glyphosate has been explored for potential risks associated with lymphoma. So we know that glyphosate affects the microbiome, the gut integrity, the detox pathways. We know it creates oxidative stress and it creates lymphatic signaling because of our inflammatory load. So when the gut is compromised, the immune system becomes compromised because 70% of the immune system at least lives in the gut. So a stressed gut leads to a stressed immune system. And once we get a stressed immune system, we get stressed lymph and a stressed blood terrain. So the terrain is the environment our blood lives in. And this is why people today feel so inflamed and swollen and fatigued, toxic, and just feeling off and unable to heal. That terrain is burdened. So there's like a lymph blood immune triangle. The lymphatic system is the drainage and transport system for the immune system. So when the lymph becomes congested, this body struggles to move immune cells, clear toxins, reduce inflammation, and maintain a clean blood supply. So when we have lymphatic congestion, lymphatic stagnation, it's one of the most overlooked contributors to immune system overwhelm, chronic inflammation, fatigue and detox issues, your fascia tightness, swelling and feeling stuck. So the lymphatic system is the forgotten organ of immune system. So a couple of my favorite supplements for supporting the terrain are things like Masterpiece Zeolites, Broccon Sulfurophane, Acea Redox signaling molecules, and Tri-GLP. So, because they all cover so many bases when you're looking at something big like lymphoma or blood cancer. So, this is about supporting the terrain. The masterpiece zeolite, it supports the natural detox pathways, and I'll have a link below. Zeolites are porous minerals used naturally to allow the body to handle and remove environmental toxins, heavy metals, glyphosate, metabolic waste, and inflammatory byproducts. They don't treat disease, they just remove the toxins so that the immune system can focus on what matters. A cleaner terrain means you've got a clearer immune system. Then the Brokkon sulforaphane product, which is, again, one of my favorites, it's been shown to switch on or upregulate over 1,000 genetic pathways, 1,000 genes that are pro-detox, anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor, and pro-tumor necrosis. So once we get into these sort of things, it's really quite amazing. Brokkon can do a huge amount. And our guy here in Australia, Jay, he can post all around the world. So, and I'll have the link below. Sulforaphane is one of the most researched plant compounds for supporting phase two liver detoxification, antioxidant pathways, cellular protection, inflammation modulation, glutathione production, and immune balance. And it helps to switch on the genes responsible for detox repair, protection, and resilience. So when detox pathways are active, the lymphatic and the blood terrain feels lighter. And then my new little favorites on the block are the little peptides, tri-GLP. So those incretins, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, supporting the gut, the immune system, and metabolic terrain. So tri-GLP, again, it doesn't treat disease. It supports the systems that influence immune resilience. So GLP-1 supports immune and inflammation modulation. It calms the metabolic waste. It gives us blood sugar stability, and it helps to reduce oxidative stress. So again, a calmer metabolic system gives you a calmer immune system. GLP-2 supports gut lining repair, nutrient absorption, mucosal integrity, and reduced gut-driven inflammation. We've all heard about leaky gut. This is your little peptide for that. So a stronger gut gives you a stronger immune foundation. And GIP, the third little peptide in tri-GLP, supports metabolic flexibility, energy stability, and tissue repair signaling. A nourished body, a nourished body repairs better. Together, these three pathways support the gut, immune, lymph, blood axis, which is the foundation of resilience for our health and vitality. So we can do foot baths again for the lymph and fascia and toxic load. So, just to help everything along, warm water with some bentonite clay, some zeolite powder, some magnesium flakes. That sort of helps with grounding, circulation, and relaxation. Clay and zeolite are both used to pull those toxins straight out through the feet and help the fascia and lymph feel less congested. Not a treatment, just a soothing, supportive ritual. So we're not dealing with random immune system issues here. We're dealing with terrain overload. So when the gut, the lymph, the fascia, and detox pathways are overwhelmed, the immune system becomes overwhelmed. So we need to support the terrain with detox support, with gut repair, with metabolic balance, with antioxidant pathways, lymphatic flow, and grounding rituals. These help your body to find their resilience again. Your body isn't broken, it's burdened, and it can be supported. Have a fabulous day. Again, if you feel that someone needs to hear this, send it to them, and I'll have the links below. Have a great day. Mwah.